Seven Land presents Paralyzed. Chapter 3, The Storm. Part 2.
Hours had passed and no one had showed. I refused to believe that Ethan was the only other person who could make it out of the woods. The storm had mostly passed, leaving only a drizzle with no lightning and no thunder.
I don't know if I could do this.
Do what?
Just wait here.
Ethan, this was your idea. Ethan and I had moved from the loft to the kitchen. Ethan kept his axe close, and I every so often tried to make a call on my cell. To no avail.
What are you proposing? If you think we should go back out
then
there...
Then we need our help.
We have no idea where to look. I mean, we could get lost ourselves. Or worse.
I was ready for a half-assed argument to ensue, but it didn't. Instead, we remained silent for a few moments before Ethan walked out and headed to the bedroom. I followed.
Ethan, I just
no,
think...
you're right. We'll wait. It won't do any good running out there in the dark. We found that out when we were searching for Ashley.
Ethan sounded defeated.
They have to make it out.
They? Who was they? They could be two friends or five. They could include Ashley, but not Cooper. Waiting was our best option until daylight came. Ethan sat on the bed and slowly spun the axe in his hands. Another half hour passed. We were back in the kitchen. I drank a bottled water and Ethan stared out the window at the black sky.
Oh my god, that was Jen!
We rushed to the window and peered out. We could see movement. Three bodies came out of the woods.
I can't make them out.
That voice, it was Jen.
Come on.
Ethan and I ran out the front door. We ran past the cars and over to the three slow-moving bodies. One person limped. It was Seth. Katie and Jen were helping him walk, his left leg dragging behind him.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, you know, nothing, man. Limping's just my new way of getting around.
I think his leg is broken.
Ethan pushed Katie out of the way and threw Seth's arm over his shoulder. With my flashlight, I led us back to the cabin. We laid Seth on the couch.
Fuck! Son of a bitch!
Babe, take off your pants.
Really? Now you're in the mood.
God damn it, Seth.
Katie stripped off Seth's jeans, revealing hairy legs, gray boxer shorts, and a large gash in his left leg.
Tell me my fucking bone isn't sticking through my leg!
No.
No, you're okay.
I'm not okay! I'm not fucking okay!
I mean, your bone's not sticking out. That's the very good thing.
I'll grab some water.
And a towel.
Jen was back in less than a minute. Towel and water bottle in hand.
Here. He's bleeding a lot.
Are you guys sure the bone is even broken?
Trust me, it's broken.
You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
We'll have to reset it.
Let's stop the bleeding first.
Katie ran to the bedroom while Ethan mopped up the blood.
pouring from Seth's gashed leg. She came back with a couple of shirts. We all helped soak up the blood.
What if it's an artery?
What happened? Was it the guy?
No, he fell and landed on a bunch of rocks.
We soaked up as much as we could, then grabbed an unused shirt to tie around his leg.
You won't have to reset it. My brother, he broke an arm once, and they didn't have to reset it then.
Seth, your leg is bent in a way it shouldn't be.
I'm fine.
No, you're not. Now here, drink.
I'm not thirsty.
Drink.
God damn it, I don't want any.
Katie forced water down Seth's throat. He put up a small fight, but eventually succumbed.
He's still bleeding a lot.
But not as much as before.
Enough. No more water. No more water. If I had to drink something, just give me whiskey. Bring the whiskey.
Ethan nodded to Katie, who ran off to grab one of the bottles of whiskey. We should probably give him something.
I have some Advil.
Anything.
I'll grab it.
Jen ran to the corner of the living room where her bag sat. Katie ran back in and held up the bottle of whiskey. Seth snatched it from her hands and gulped.
Babe. Here. Should he really be mixing alcohol and Advil?
He'll be fine.
Did you see him fall?
I saw him disappear from sight momentarily. Then I heard a loud crack. We were running in the dark. It was hard to see.
Jesus, Ethan, you can ask me what happened.
Just rest, dumbass.
Rest. Rest. You want me to rest? Okay, nah, let me just doze off.
Well, at least he's still talking.
I guess that's a good sign. What about you, Jen?
I wasn't with them. I found them in the woods not too long ago. Katie was trying to help Seth, but they were struggling. I saw her waving the flashlight. I'd been lost by myself up until that point.
Wait, you never saw Brian?
Not since Cooper.
She trailed off.
Take this.
Katie slipped two pills into Seth's mouth. Seth grabbed the whiskey bottle and took two more gulps.
You shouldn't.
Yes, I should.
Seth tilted his head back and closed his eyes.
How long have you guys been here?
Hours.
We couldn't find the cabin.
We tried turning the lights on to help.
Who turned them off?
I shrugged.
Well, it was hard to see anything during that storm.
What do we do now?
Just leave me alone.
That's probably best.
Shouldn't we reset the bone?
No!
Let's leave him for now. Go easy on that shit, Seth.
I just broke my leg, and we're all probably gonna get murdered. So I'll drink as much as I fucking want.
Seth.
Okay, now I need a drink.
Jen, Ethan, and I headed to the kitchen. Katie sat on the couch with Seth, stroking his hair. When Jen opened up the fridge, I expected her to grab a bottled water, but she went straight for the beer. That's the kind of drink she needed. I think that's the kind of drink we all needed.
I think that's the kind of drink we all needed. I think that's the kind of drink we all needed. I think that's the kind of drink we all needed.
The front door is locked, right?
I locked it.
Shouldn't we set his leg now? He's already in pain. Might as well get it over with.
Let's let him drink a little more.
So, are we going to talk about it?
What did you see?
I saw a fucking woman murder Cooper.
A woman? I thought it was a man.
No. Long hair?
Guys can have long hair.
It looked like a woman. She was standing right behind him. Plus the shriek? It didn't sound like a man. It's hard to tell, though. It was dark and everyone ran the moment it happened.
It definitely wasn't a woman.
Katie walked in behind us. She walked over to Jen, grabbed the beer from her hand, and chugged. She downed the entire thing in 3 seconds.
He was too tall. He stabbed Cooper.
It wasn't a knife. Right, David?
Then what was it?
David.
A hand.
What do you mean, a hand?
There was an arm sticking through Cooper's stomach.
That can't be.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I know what I saw.
David also has his own idea of what it was.
I nodded.
What's that?
A creature.
An animal?
No.
What kind of creature?
I don't know, but the hand that went through Cooper's stomach was... It was like a claw.
This is fucking insane. Can we stop talking about this? I think the most important thing now is to get the hell out of this place.
What about Brian?
We need to go get help. We need to get the police. They'll find Brian and Ashley.
Easier said than done.
Why?
Ethan and I looked at each other, ready to inform Katie of the bad news.
We don't have a car.
Katie was about to say something, but stopped. Her gaze dropped to the floor as she realized her problem. 2 vehicles. The van with a flat and Brian's car locked. Without keys.
Are you sure Brian's keys aren't here?
Yeah. We're positive.
Are you sure?
We checked. We looked everywhere.
So then what do we do?
As much as I'd hate to say it, we wait.
Wait for what?
We wait for daylight. Then we'll figure out what to do.
And what are we supposed to do before that? I doubt anyone is going to be able to sleep with a killer out there.
No. We'll occupy ourselves with Seth. Something tells me he's close to finishing off that bottle, which hopefully will make him a little easier to handle.
We have to reset it now?
We really shouldn't wait. Let's just get it over with. Jen, grab some shirts and towels. Katie, grab vodka, some water. David, something wooden.
Wooden?
He's going to want to bite down on something.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Jonathan Moss. Starring Jonathan Moss as David. Julia W.D. Harrison as Jen. Jose Caraballo as Ethan. Kyle Appleyard as Seth. Hope Ennis as Katie. Mike Lenhart as Brian. John Lassabeth as Cooper. And Jennifer Loudermilk as Ashley. Co-starring Ricky Lehner, Matt Deacon, Robert M. Lamb, Christopher Postel, Jack Austin, Nick Engelhard, Ariel Zadok, and Ashley Cardisano. Music and composition by Jonathan Moss. Additional music provided by bensound.com, incompetech.com, and dmixmusic.com. Don't forget to rate and review Paralyzed on iTunes. This has been a Seven Lamb production.